You know, our patterns of care studies show that docs are not necessarily in complete agreement about what's HER2 positive. Do you think that FISH or IHC is preferable?
Based on our data and those of the NSABP, we recommend that either test is appropriate, but it must be done in laboratories that are experienced. But we also recommend that pathologists follow the recommendations in the kit for this test, because we're very concerned that there may be many pathologists who are modifying the FDA-approved steps locally, and that may have implications on the false positive rates that we are seeing. I'm also thinking that there may be a problem with false negative rates. So,
but of course, we're not going to know that from these trials.
That is right, because in these trials, everybody had to be tested as positive using local testing.
Yeah, false negative is almost even scarier.
That is right. This information that we've obtained from these adjuvant trials has really been very important and very helpful, because NCCN is looking at this in this panel we had, and with the joint plans between ASCO and CAP, we're looking at this in a serious way, which is going to be extremely helpful. I tell you, there's a lot of confusion, because one of the conclusions that I have reached for a long time is that at this time, either technology appears to be about the same. It's just that the tests have to be done the right way. This is a piece of information that all oncologists, all healthcare professionals need to be very aware of and talk to their pathologists about the techniques they're utilizing and whether they're modifying the steps approved by regulatory agencies, because that has a tremendous impact on patient care. And this is just the beginning. We will continue doing clinical trials with novel targeted therapies, and we need to work together to find the best ways to test for that target. And on that note, there will be actually a symposium sponsored by the Institute of Medicine to try to better understand how to move diagnostics into not only many of the clinical trials we do, but also to figure out if the FDA can work with all of us so that trials can be written and drugs approved based on targeting the right type of patients for the specific therapy. So it's a big movement in this country to understand this field better.